这个好像。
I am, very excited about the topic that Elder Young asked me to do this year.
我很高兴，就是杨长老说给我们今年要做的这个任务。
I like to study in depth a single book.
我很喜欢，就是很深入的来学习一本书。
But sometimes I think we miss the big picture of the Bible.
但是有的时候，我觉得我们就是错失了这个圣经的整幅图片。
And we just study one book or one chapter at a time.
我们现在就是过去是一次学一本书的一章。
And so what he asked me to do this year is to do a very quick overview.
今年杨长老让我去做的就是对这个圣经有一个很快的纵览。
And so we will try to do one book each week.
所以我们今年的计划是一周看一本书。
Now a couple things about that.
但是呢，有几件事情要提一下。
First of all, obviously we will not do any depth for the books.
这样的话，我们就没有办法深入的来研读一本书。
I'm going to try to do an overview of each book.
所以呢，每本书就是一个概览。
And I'm going to try to focus on the big themes of the books.
我就会专注在这个书的主题上。
And then to try to give you some tools for you to do your own reading more in depth.
所以我也会给你们一些工具，帮助你们可以更好的来深入研读这本书。
Now, I will be giving you some homework.
我会给大家一些家庭作业。
And let me explain what we will do.
那我现在给大家解释一下我们会怎么做。
Beginning probably next week.
可能下一星期开始。
Each week I'm going to give you a section to read.
每个星期我会给大家一部分的书让你们去读。
For a lot of the books, I won't have you read the whole book.
很多那个圣经上的书呢，我不会让你们把整本书都读了。
But I'll give you sections to read.
但是我会给你们这个书中的一部分让你们去读。
And I will ask you to look for particular things in that section.
那在读的这部分中，我会让你们专注看一些主题。
And to do that before the next week's class.
所以呢，在你们每次来上课之前。
And that way you walk into the class having already read what we're going to talk about.
所以在你们来上课的时候，你们应该把要
And having an idea of how it works.
所以你们就会知道说我们在讲什么。
Now, this many people, I know there are at least two groups of people in here.
一般来讲，在这么多人的课上呢，有两群。
Some of you will do every assignment very faithfully. You got a 4.0 average in college.
有些人呢，在大学里边读书都是 A 学生，然后呢，就会每次的家庭作业都会很认真的完成。
And the first time a test came back with a 98%, you cried.
然后呢，如果你考试只得了98分，你就会哭。
That's fine.
那没关系，你是如果你是
这种很认真的学生。There's
another group. 另外一群呢
？You say I did well in college.
另外一群人说我在上大学很做的学的都很好。
Now that I'm done, I don't want to do homework.
我现在已经毕业了，我可不想再做什么作业。
That's okay.
没关系。
Let me simply say, if you just show up and listen, I hope you will gain something. I try to study and have something that will help you, even if you just listen.
就算你什么都没做家庭作业，你就是来了，就是听，那也很好。我希望你能得到一些。
But especially because we are going so fast, I will say that the more preparation you will do, the better.The more you will get out of it.
就是因为我们这今年进行的很快，那我觉得说你准备做的越好，那你所自己所得到的也就越多。
And then with that, I will leave it to your choice.
然后呢，你自己决定你该怎么，你想怎么做。
Now, today and next week is background.
今天和下周呢，就是一个背景的一个研读。
Some things that I think are helpful to know before you start reading.
所以我是。希望对你是有帮助的，在你开始读这个圣经之前。
What I'm doing this morning is something that I did over a period of about 6 weeks, about a year and a half ago, maybe.
大概一年半以前，我们花了6个星期的时间来讲今天早晨要讲的这个东西。
And what I did for 6 weeks then, I'm going to try to do in 40 minutes today.
我过去花了6个星期要做的事情呢，现在要花40分钟讲完。
If you were not here then, this will be new.
所以你如果那个课你没上过的话，那对你来讲这个是新的。
If you were here then, this will be a review.
所以你过去如果上过那课，这就相当于一个复习。
If you say I was here then, but I've never seen any of this before in my life.
如果你说哦，我过去在这里，但是我好像从来没见过。
That's okay. Go schedule to see an Alzheimer's doctor this week and have a checkup.
没关系，看来你应该看看医生是不是得了健忘症。
As we study, we will be looking at three steps in studying Scripture.
当我们研读圣经的时候，我们要有三步来进行。
Most of the time,
大多数的时间
，What I have you do at home will be step one.
我让你在家里的家庭作业其实就是第一步。
Observation.
观察。
Just looking at what does it say?
就是。观察就是说这个书这段在讲什么。
I read a lot of books.
我很喜欢读书。
And sometimes I get very frustrated with books that I pick up about the Bible.
有的时候我拿起来一本书是讲圣经的。
And they dive into some secret meaning that they think is you know, very profound that no one else has ever heard of before.
他们有些人就会去探究说哦，我找到圣经上有一些很深奥的道理，没有别人知道。
And I read a little bit and I realize you've not ever looked at what it actually says. You just have your theory you're trying to sell.
然后我就看了以后我就觉得挺挫败感的，因为呢他说这些作者呢他都没有真正去看这个经文到底在讲什么，只是他们自己脑中有一个理论。
We start with something very simple.
我们开始是很简单。
What does it say?
这个经文到底在讲什么？
That's simple.
那很容易。
But most of us aren't very good at it.
但是我们很多人其实在这方面不擅长。
Because most of us live in a world where we are constantly bombarded with information and data and images and input.
因为我们生活在现在的世界，我们不断的就是有各种各样的信息，还有形象、图片就传输到我们的大脑中。
And so we become pretty good at ignoring most of it and letting it just kind of go.
所以我们就已经学会了这个屏蔽，就是碰到这些东西，我们就把它给放开。
And that's fine because most of it is a waste.
那也没关系，因为很多这种信息都是浪费时间。
But this is God's word.
但是这个不同，这是神的话。
So it's worth our attention.
所以真的是很值得我们的专注，我们的注意力。
Some of the things that I will ask you to look for in observation.
第一个我。在第一步这个观察里边，我让你们要找的就是。
Turn quickly to First John.
比如说，很快的翻到那约翰一书。
First John chapter 2.
约翰一书第二章。
By the way, this will be a Bible class, so it will help you if you have a Bible.
因为这个是圣经研读班，所以呢，带圣经是挺重要的。
Maybe we should get a stack to have at the back. I don't know.
I think they have Bible on the.
Oh, okay, perfect.
所以呢，我说在这个椅子后边就有圣经，所以你们可以翻开。
Someone quickly read for me 1 John chapter 2 verse 3.
谁可以读一下第三节吗？ I will do it. 我们若遵守他的诫命，就晓得是认识他。
Now someone read for me verse 4.
谁来读一下第四节？
Someone read verse 5.
有没有要谁读第五节？
Now I hope what I'm sorry. I hope what I'm going to ask in English is true in Chinese.
我希望我用英文来问的这个问题在中文里也是确实的。
Have you seen a word that is repeated in every one of those three verses?
在这三句里，三节经文里边，哪个字是在不断的重复呢？遵守 keep. I said, someone said keep.
Keep?
Yeah, if we observe or keep.
Very interesting. Okay, yes, that's in there. Okay, good.
Also, like.
The word know is in every one of those verses, is it?
Yes, yes, I think so.
Okay.
Yeah, 就是他说认识是在。
And when you're reading through 1 John, when you're reading through 1 John, in only 5 chapters, he's going to use the word know 21 times.
在约翰一书里只有五章，但是作者用了21次的知道或者认识这个词。
It's a short little letter.
这是一个挺短的书信。
And he fits the word know 21 times.
但是他把认识知道这个字在里边放了21次。
Now I'm a teacher.
我是老师。
And as I teach, I've always told students, I do not give reviews before exams.
我 通常告诉学生，考试之前我不会给你们复习。
So yes, I'm the teacher that none of you liked in college.
所以呢，我是那个在大学，如果你们去上课，你们不会喜欢我做你们的老师。
I have said I'm not going to insult your intelligence by saying these are the things to memorize for the test.
所以呢，我不会说低看你们的智商，所以在考试前给你们复习说，哦，这些就会在考试中出现的问题。
And of course, the students always say, "Go ahead and insult us. We don't mind."
然后学生就说没关系，你可以低看我们的智商，我们不在乎。
But I tell them I won't give you a review.
但是我告诉学生我不会给你们复习。
But
但是
if I bring up a topic over and over and over, you should know that's going to be on the test because he thinks it's important.
但是如果我不断地讲一个主题。一次又一次的讲，那就说明这个主题很重要，就可能会出现在考试上。
If I only mention it once,
但如果我只提过一次
，maybe it's not a key issue to me.
但是那个可能对我就不是一个很重
要的。But if I say it over and over, it will probably be on the test.
但如果我这个主题、这个话题我不断的提，那就说明很可能会出现在考试上。
As I give you things to read this year, I'm going to ask you, suggest that you have two or three different colored pencils to mark in your Bible.
所以呢，今年呢，我觉得在你们读圣经的时候，最好准备两三种不同颜色的高光笔或者是彩色铅笔。
If you really want to work through this year, it will be helpful to you to have a Bible that you set aside that you can mark in and have about three different colored pencils.
所以如果今年你真的想好好的上这门课，最好是有一本圣经，然后再用两三种颜色不同的笔放在边上。
And one of the things I will do is have you look for repeated words.
因为我要你们第一个要做的事情就是要找出重复的
词。So when you read 1 John,
所以当你读约翰一书的时候
I will say highlight every time you see the word no.
所以呢，我就会说把那个每次你看到认识知道这个词的时候就把它画出来。
Because one of the things that is very important to the Apostle John in this book.
因为对使徒约翰很重要的一件事就是
He says, I want you to know how to know that you're a child of God.
他说我想让你们知道你们如何知道你们是神的孩子。
And by the way, the spot that we just dropped in, one of the ways is, do we keep his commandments? And so that's where we get that word.
刚才我们就说如何知道你是不是神的孩子有一点这里讲到就是说我们是否遵守神的诫命。
He's going to say, you know you're God's child if you keep his commandments.
你如果遵守神的诫命，你就知道你是神的孩子。
He's going to say, "You know you're God's child if you love other Christians."
如果你爱周围的别的基督徒，就知道你是神的孩子。
He's going to give us a list of things that provide a test for us. How do I know I am God's child?
所以他会给我们一个清单，上面这些事情呢，就是让我们能够去检查说。知道我们是不是神的孩子。
In this observation stage,
在这个观察这个阶段
we look for repeated words.
我们要寻找出重复的字词。
We look for list.
我们也会去找出列表。
Go to Galatians chapter 5.
比如说我们到那个加拉太书第五章。加拉太第五章。
Galatians 5.
加拉太第五章。Which verse?
Paul is helping them to know, do they walk in the Spirit or do they walk in their own flesh?
保罗是要帮助这些基督徒知道他们是在圣灵中行事呢，还是在肉体中行事。
So he says, let me give you a list.
所以保罗说给你们一个清单。
Now again, I always told my college students, if I give you a list, it's going to be on a test.
我通常会告诉我的学生，如果我给你们一个清单，给你们一个列表，这些东西呢，一般都会在考试上。
For one thing, that's easy to grade.
因为为什么呢？因为这样子很好那个打分。
But when I give you a list, it means this is a list of things that I think you need to know.
然后我给你一个清单呢，就认为说，我认为这些东西是你需要知道的。
Paul is writing to these people and he is saying, you need to walk by God's Spirit, not by your own desires.
保罗就是对这些人基督徒说你们要靠着圣灵来行事而不是靠着肉体的情欲来行事。
And he has just said something to them that is very dangerous to say.
他刚刚对他们说了一些很危险的事情。
He has said,
他刚刚提到,
You are not saved by keeping the law.
他刚刚说了，你们不是靠的律法而得救，靠行律法而得救。
You are saved by grace alone.
你们是单单是靠着恩典得救。
You are free.
你是自由的。
Now that's wonderful news.
那是一个很好的小大好的信息。
But it's very, very dangerous.
但是这个信息也是很危险的。
And here is why.
为什么？
If the governor of Florida announces,
如果这个佛州的州长宣告，宣布说，
that in 2020,
在今年2020年，
he has decided,
他决定，
there will be no laws about how you drive in Florida.
就是交通法案在佛州没有任何的，没有任何的限制。
You will now be free.
你现在就自由了。
You can stop on red or you can go on red.
你那个红灯你可以停，你也可以看着红灯直接冲过去。
You can drive as fast as you want to.
你想开多快就多快。
You are now free.
你现在自由了。
Do you understand that that would be dangerous?
你理解吗？这个有多危险？
Right?
对不对？
And Paul has just said to them,
保罗刚刚对他们说，
You are free.
你现在自由了。
You're not saved by the law.
你不是靠着这个律法得救。
And some of them are already saying, "Oh, this is exciting."
那有些听众可能都已经很说，这太好了。
I'm not just going to do my business at Sunday's lunch. I'm going to try to cheat people.
我不单单是在星期天要做生意，我还要骗那个顾客。
Because I'm free.
因为现在我自由了。
Now I'm.Can do whatever I want.
我现在想做什么就做什么。
And Paul says, "Oh, wait, 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 just a minute."
保罗说：“等一下，等一下。”
This only works if you are living in the Spirit.
但是保罗说这种自由呢，只有说你是活在圣灵中间才有这个自由。
And someone says,
有些人就说
well, ，How will I know?
我那我怎么知道呢
？I mean, laws are easy.
他说律法是很容易的。
Do this, do this, do this. That's easy.
你做这个做那个，这个很容易。
Walk in the spirit.
但是呢，在圣灵中行事。
That's kind of fuzzy.
那个好像模糊不清。
And so he says, "Let me give you a list."
所以保罗说，那我给你。
And this is how you'll know.
你现在就知道你是怎么是在圣灵中行。在十九节说到。
Here's a list.
这个是。
The works of the flesh are.
情欲的事都是显而易见的。
Sexual immorality.
就如奸淫。
Impurity.
污秽。
Sensuality.
邪荡。
Idol. And a long list. You see it?
你看到一个很长很长的清单没有？
And then he says, "Let me give you another list."
然后保罗说，再给你一个清单。
Verse 22, the fruit of the spirit.
二十二节说，圣灵所结的果子就是仁爱、喜乐、和平。你看到了吗？
Now it's simple.
现在就很容易了。
I take two lists.
现在我就有两个清单。
And I say, which one guides my life?
到底我的生活是以哪个为主呢？
Do I look more like this list?
我的生活是更像这个清单吗？还是更像那个清单？
And that pulls together for me.
然后这两个清单放在一起。
What my freedom will look like.
那就告诉我我的那个自由应该是真正的，应该是看得像什么样子的。
As a Christian.
作为基督徒。
I am completely free.
我是完全的自由。
To do anything.
去做任何事情
that shows love,
但是
joy,
做任何事情如果
peace,
做任何能够表现出来这种仁爱喜乐和平忍耐的事情
you see that?
你看到了吗
and I will stay away from anything
我会不去做那些
of sexual immorality
比如说奸淫污秽
impurity
邪荡
jealousy
嫉妒
fits of anger
就是恼怒
envy
嫉妒
division I'm not taking them in the right order
然后就是那个结党纷争
as you're observing you'll look for list
所以当你观察这个列表当你找出来的时候你要观察阶段呢你要找出这个清单列表
as we're looking for the purpose of each book
当我们看到每本书的这个主题的时候
we'll look forPurpose statements.
所以我们就要去找那个他的一个目标，一个宣告，就是他有些句子是讲他这个
目的。Let me give you just one this morning.
我就给大家一个例子。
Because you might say Psalm 119.
比如说在Psalm 119就是诗篇一百一十九篇。
You might say, you know, Sunday mornings I would really like to sleep in.
你说星期天早晨我真是想睡个大睡个懒觉啊。
Going to church.
早晨来教会
interrupts my Sunday morning nap
然后也不能让我那个不能那个好好的睡觉。
And now I have to go to this Bible class.
现在呢，不仅不能睡觉，而且还要去上主日学。
With some bald-headed man who said he's going to give us homework.
然后呢，这个没有多少头发的老师呢，还说有家庭作业。
Why should I do that?
我为什么要这么做呢？
Psalm 119.
那个诗篇119篇。
Verse 11.
第十一节说到。
Here is why I need to store God's word in my heart.
这个我需要把神的话藏在心里的目的在于。
This is why I need to do the hard work of studying God's word.
这就是为什么我要做这个艰苦的把神的研读神的话语的工作。
Of making it part of my life.
让神的话语成为我生命
的一部分。I have stored up your word in my heart.
我将你的话藏在心里。
That I will not sin against you.
免得我得罪你。
David said, God,
大卫说，神呐，
I want to understand your word.
我想要真的认识你的话语。
So that I will be motivated to live a life that pleases you.
所以我这样的话，我就有这个动力要去过一个讨你喜悦的生活。
The more I know his word,
我越知道神的话语，
the more it can guide me.
然后他就越能够神的话语就越能引导我
The more it says this is how I should live
他又越告诉我说这是我应该如何生活
And I learn that by reading and studying his
word 我如何来学到这一课呢就是靠着来研读神的话语
And so this year as we're looking these are some of the things I'll be asking you to look for
所以呢今年呢当你在这个观察阶段这是我要希望你能够找出的东西
Things that are emphasized
就是说强调的字句
When we come to Genesis
当我们来到创世纪
Chapters 12 through 50
从第十二章到五十章
Most of the book looks at only four people
然后十二章五十章主要讲了四个人物
Now that's especially interesting to me because the first 11 chapters just in 11 chapters covers creation, the fall, the flood
但是在
hundreds of years
但是在这个第十一一到十一章呢就讲了说是创造然后人的堕落然后洪水然后几百年几千年几百年就在几千年就在那里边就讲
And then all of a sudden he slows down
然后突然之间这个速度就变慢了
And he starts in great detail after zooming through all of this
在前面就是哗的一下过去然后突然就开始慢下来开始就是很
Four names.
就很
Take the rest of the book.
看这四个人物，在这个这四个人物就占了后边所有的篇幅。
Every A student in the class.
所有班上这个 A 的学生
is going to figure out those four people must be important for some reason.
大家可能会知道说这四个人肯定挺重要的
，right?
是不是？
And part of what I want you to do as you're reading is to begin to ask a lot of questions as you read.
所以我希望的就是说你们在读这些书的时候你们会问很多问题
At this stage I don't even care if you get the right answer
在这个阶段我都不在意你们是不是有正确的答案
I just want you to ask the questions
我只是希望你们能够去提问
And one question I want you to ask a lot of times is
我想让你们提问的一个很多时间想到的一个问题就是
Why?
为什么
Why does he emphasize these four?
为什么他要强调这四个人物
As you ask those questions, you start to understand the big message, the big picture of Scripture.
当你去问这些问题的时候，你就开始了解这个经文所给我们的一个很大的一个更广阔的一个图片。
When you have the answer to the first three of those four,
当你有了这头三个人物，如果你已经有了答案的话
，You will have a theme that is going to tie all the rest of the Old Testament together and lead us all the way to Matthew chapter 1.
你就会有一个大的主体，就把这个整个旧约给串起来，一直引到这个新约的马太福音第二章。
But you might never see that if you haven't seen how those three are tied together.
但是如果你没有看出来这三个人物是怎么联系在一起的时候，你可能就看不到这个主题。
And that's why so many people read the Bible and they say, "Oh, it's boring. It just jumps from here to here to here to here, and it doesn't make me any sense."
很多人就觉得这个圣经好无聊啊，就是从这儿跳到那儿，跳到那儿，好像一点都没什么联系，没什么道理。
That's because they never said, why are those three names so important in Genesis?
因为他们从来没有问过这个问题，说为什么这三个人物呢，在创世纪的三个人物如此重要呢？
Once you know that,
你一旦知道了这个答案,
the whole rest of the Old Testament, you're going to keep seeing those three names.
你在这后边的这个旧约里面，你就不断的会看到这三个人物的名字被,
and you're
going to
say,
被提起来。
Oh, that's why, that's why, that's why, that's why.
你就会知道，哦，那就是原因，那就是答案。
And then you're going to come to Matthew 1,
然后你一旦到了马太福音,
and that long genealogy,
你看到那个家谱, 很长的家谱,
will no longer be boring.
那个家谱就没有那么无聊。
Because you'll read it and you'll say, ah!That's what Genesis chapter 12 verse 3 meant.
然后你就会了解到，哦，那个就是创世纪十二章第三节的意义。
By the way, there's a fourth name I told you.
我告诉你，一共有四个人物。
And he doesn't fit with the other three at all.
他跟那个头三个人物好像没有办法这个合在一起。
And so when we get there, I'm going to ask you, why is he in there?
然后等我们读到那个人物的时候，我就会问你们，他为什么会在这个圣经里面。
And the answer to that,
那个答案呢
will tell us what's coming 400 years after Genesis chapter 50.
然后那个就会告诉你在创世纪里面又过了450年到底发生了什么。
We'll look for the order of material.
我们会看到这个这本书里的材料的排列顺序。
I skipped one, didn't I? The purpose. Sorry. John chapter 20.
比如说我们看约翰福音第二十章。
You're reading John.
你现在在读约翰福音。
You've heard all of these wonderful stories.
你听到了这个所有的很好的故事。
And many people read those stories and they say, oh, those are nice stories.
你就读，哦，你说这些故事都挺好的。
I had a Jewish friend who said, I really like the stories in the book of John.
然后有一个犹太人的朋友就会说，我真的很喜欢这个约翰福音里的故事。
Those are really wonderful stories.
那是很好的故事。
I said, do you believe in Jesus?
我说，那你相信耶稣吗？
He said, yeah, I think he was probably a really nice guy.
哦，他可能是个好人。
I said, do you believe he was the Messiah?
我说，那你相信他是弥赛亚吗？
No.
他说，我不相信。
I said, you missed the point of the stories.
我说，那你现在你就根本没有读到这个故事的重点。
Because look at what John says.
因为你看约翰他怎么说的。
Verse 31.
就是31节20章31节。
These are written.
要记这些事。
I told you all of these stories.
我告诉你这些所有的故事。
So that if you were sleepy at night, you would have something to read.
所以到晚上你如果困了，没有要读些书的话。
No.
晚上睡觉前
，so that we can have some nice stories for Sunday school class.
或者你要读一些书，要给那个组。
I have told you
these things. 我告诉你这些事情是要让你。
So that you may believe that Jesus is the Messiah.
要叫你们信耶稣是基督。
The Son of God.
是神的儿子。
And that by believing.
并且叫你们信了他。
You may have life.
就可以因他的名得生命。
That's what the whole book's about.
这个书的。目的就在于此。
If you miss that,
如果你就是没有得到看到这个目的
，you miss the whole point.
你就整个就什么都没看到。
That's what the stories are there for.
那讲这些故事的目的就是为了这个。
We will look for things that are repeated.
我们会去看那些重复的事情。
To do this in 40 minutes, let me skip some. But when we read Nehemiah,
当我们读这个尼希米记的时候
，I'm going to have you underline over and over, highlight the word remember.
我就会让你们不断地画出来那个记住。
Nehemiah is not saying to God, God, please do good things for us because you're a nice God and we're nice people.
尼希米不是对神说，神啊，请你真的是施恩给我们，因为你是一位好良善的神，我们也是好的子民。
He says over and over.
但是尼希米他一遍又一遍说什么呢？他说，神啊
，You promised this.
你过去你真的是应许了这个。
Remember it.
求你记住。
Because we really need help now.
因为我们现在真的很需要帮助。
God, you said you would do this.
神啊，你应许说你要做这个。
Remember it.
求你记住。
Because we need you to do that.
因为我们需要你来做、这
个。And the whole book.
所以这个尼希米的整本书。
Helps us.
就帮助我们。
Because I'm no longer going to God and saying, God.
不是到神面前去说。
I need help.
神啊，我需要帮助。
Do you mind help?
你介不介意帮助我一下
Now I'm going to God and I'm saying, God,
现在我到神面前我说神啊
I was reading in your book and it said this.
我读你的书你的话语这样说的
That's for me. I need you to remember this.
那是我求你纪念你的话语
My prayers now are based on God's promises.
现在基于神的那个应许。
Observation. Let me move on quickly to interpretation.
然后我们现在很快的到这个解释。
The second step is interpretation.
第二步呢就是解释。
And I'm going to always be asking you to look for two things.
我总是要让你们去找两件事情。
So we're going, in your reading, you're going to be looking at what do we observe? What do I see?
你们的作业就是说我在这段文字里看到什么，我的你们的观察。
If we had unlimited time,
如果我们有这个不时间不受限制，
I would say, read it.
我就说你们仔细去读。
You figure out what's repeated.
你们自己去找出来那些重复的字句。
And we'll go from there.
然后我们再往前再来读。
We're going to cheat.
然后我们就开始就是跳过去这点，有点。
Because we don't have that much time.
因为我们呢没有那么多时间。
So I'm going to often tell you, look for this word.
所以我就会经常告诉你们去找这个词。
And then try to explain to you why that's the word I choose.
所以我就是告诉你们就是说为什么我会选这个词。
And then we're going to ask, what does this mean?
就会讲说这段文字的意思是什么。
Now, if I ever come to your Bible study group,
如果我到你们的那个查经周五的查经小组，
there is something that I want to ask you not to say while I'm there.
如果我在哪儿，我有些事情我希望你们不要说。
It is my pet peeve in Bible studies.
What?
It is my pet peeve in Bible studies.
就是我这个让我在读经的时候，我的这个令人厌。
We read the verses.
就是，我们读一本书。
And the leader says.
然后这个带领查经的人就说。
My least favorite words.
我就会说我最不喜欢的词语。
What does this mean to you?
大家觉得，你觉得这个话，这个经节是什么意思呢？
And inside I am saying.
然后在我里边我就会说。
That's not the first question.
那你不应该这样来问第一个问题。
I don't care yet what it means to you because what it means to you might be wrong.
我不在意说对你来讲这句经文意味着什么，因为你的解释可能是错的。
First, I want to know what did it mean to Paul.
我首先要知道说这句话，这个经文对保罗写作的人他意味着什么。
Because he wrote it.
因为他是写这本书的人。
You understand?
你了解吗？
I have to start with what did it mean.To the person who wrote it.
我们要死于就是说这个经文到底对这个写作的人这句话他的意思是什么。
Because you see, if my children when they were young came to me,
如果我的孩子小的时候来找我
and said, Dad, one of our friends is having an all-night drinking party.
我的朋友们要一个就是喝酒的一个派对。
Can I go?
我可以去吗？
I would say very gently and kindly,
我就会很温柔地告诉他
No,
不可以
Because if you do, I'll have to kill you when you come home.
因为你去那个喝酒的宴会回来回家我就得杀了你。
And then I find out they went.
然后我就发现怎么样他们
真的去了。 And I say, what did you do? Well, to me, what you said was, it's fine.
然后他们就听了说那孩子说因为我听你的意思对我来讲我理解的一句话就是说没关系。
But I've heard people say do that with the Bible.
你们会觉得很荒唐但是有些人对圣经就是这么来看的。
I assigned a paper for a college class on a certain topic.
我给学生呢有一个给他们让他们写论文就是有一个主题。
And one student's paper said this, a quote.
有个学生他的这个论文里怎么是引述的呢
The Bible says, and they quoted what the Bible said.
他说圣经是这么说的然后他就把圣经说的这个放在里面。
But I think,
但是我认为
and then they explained why they thought the Bible was wrong.
然后他们就解释了他们为什么认为圣经是错误的原因。
And I said, your paper would have been much better if you had stopped before,But I think.
我说你的论文如果在你写到说，但是我认为你把这个给删掉，就不要写，就你的论文会更好。
We will always try to start by going back to what did Paul mean?
所以呢，就是说我们总是要回到原点，就是说这段文字对作者意味着什么。
What did David mean? What did they mean?
对保罗他的意味是什么
？Then we are ready to ask the next question. What does it mean to me?
在这之后，我们就可以问下一个问题：这段文字对我意味着什么
？Once I know what Paul was saying,
当我真正了解了保罗这个作者所要讲的意思之后，
Now I'm ready.
现在我就预备好
to move it to my world.
现在可以预备好到我自己的
世界里。But if I start here,
但是如果我从这个第三步开始说，
I may come up with a meaning that Paul would be absolutely amazed by.
我可能会得出来一段这个意思是保罗，让保罗真的是非常的震惊，从来没想过。
I've always thought that when we get to heaven,
所以我总是想等我们到
天堂以后， Paul is going to gather us in a room and say, by the way, I never said that.
然后保罗可能把我们叫到一个房间里说，告诉你啊，我当时可真不是这么说的。
All those things you said I said, I didn't say them.
你所有说的我说的这些话我从来没说过。
But that happens when we're starting with me.
但是这个为什么？这个在于我们开始问问题，我们开始有我们自己的想法。
So I will ask you during the week to observe.
所以呢，在这个星期呢，你要开始始于观察。
Then we'll look.
就说我在
at, okay, how do we interpret this? What did it mean?
然后在文本里看到什么，我们就开始进到下一步，如何解释
？We will do this. I'm going to skip over this morning.
我会今天早上就跳过这个。
And we will do this by looking at the world around them, the context.
这个解释我们开始来看这个当时的那个时代，就是作者所在的时代。
A person who lived in that world.
在那个时代的人，那个世界的人。
What did it mean?
对他们来讲，这个意味着什么？
Because Scripture speaks to all of us.
因为圣经是对所有的人讲的。
But it was first written to a particular people who lived in a particular time in a particular place.
但是呢，在当时写作的时候呢，它是写给特定的人群、特定的地方、特定的时代的。
And when I understand that,
当我了解了这一点之后，
now I am ready.
我现在就预备好
to have it speak to me.
我就预备好让这个圣经来对我说话。
By knowing the differences between my world and their world.
就是当你了解了他们的世界跟我的世界的不同之后，这个会帮助我。
This little chart helps me a lot.
这个小小的图片对我帮助
很大。Scripture was written, I hope you can see this. Scripture was written in their town.
就是当时的这个经文写作的时候是给在那个镇上的人，那个世界的人所写的。
In another world.
在另外一个世，在他们的世界。
And so I have to ask.
所以我必须要问的就是。
What are the differences, the river between their world and my world?
所以我要了解说这个不同，就是他们的世界跟我们的世界的不同有什么不，有在哪里。
Their language is different than our language.
他们的所用的语言跟我们的语言也不同。
I did research for several years on hymns from the 18th century.
我有很多年的时间，我在研究这个十八世纪的这个赞美诗。
And just in that 250-year gap,
就在那250年的那个时间，
some words have changed meanings dramatically.
仅仅二百五十年，那些有些那个词的用意就是已经有了巨大的改变。
There are some hymns from then that we can't sing now because it wouldn't mean the same thing.
那个时代有些那些赞美诗，我们不能唱他们那个词，因为那个意思就那个词的意思完全不同。
And so when they're put in our hymnal, someone updates the wording because the words have changed.
所以当现在我们看到我们的赞美那个赞美诗的歌本的时候，有些词已经被更新了。
That's just in 200 years.
那只有两百年的时间。
Now go back 2,000 years to the New Testament.
你回到两千年的那个新约的那个时代。
And you understand that difference is going to be much more.
你就会了解这个中间的不同会更巨大。
You will understand this much better than my English native speakers class.
你们对我就是说那些只会英文就是本土人，你们会。对我比有更深的了解，比那些人有更深的了解。
I can never understand how a translator can translate.
我从来不能了解这个翻译是怎么工作的。
Because you know words have multiple options of meanings, right?
你知道每一个词呢，它都有一个，它有很多种不同的意思，很多词是。
When I lived in Taiwan, I was a pastor of a church there.
我在台湾的时候，我在牧会。
And I invited a guest from America who had never worked with a translator.
我邀请了一位美国来的讲员，他从来没有跟一个翻译一起合作过。
It was a horrible experience.
但是那个经历真的是很糟糕。
Because he did not want to say, I'm going to talk about the journey of interpretation.
因为他不想去来讲一下这个解释的这个过程。
He would say the.
他讲那个说 ，You mean the for you?
The.
OK， 他就是用那个像那个亲，就是那个钦定本的那个圣经，我们都现在用 you， 他是用 they， 用那个老的古词的英语。
And if this had just happened, he would say, "You said a whole bunch of words. I only said one word."
如果我是他的翻译话，他就会说，你怎么讲了这么多
？You understand?
我只说了一个词，你解释了这么多。
Journey.
他会说旅程。
Say the whole sentence. No, just one word.
然后我说了一句话，他说。我只说了一个词，你怎么翻译？
But you understand, you don't know which word to use until you know the whole sentence, right?
但是如果你只有一个词，你不知道到底这个应该用哪个词来翻译，因为如果你不了解它的语境的话。
What are the difference?
所以你要知道它们的不同。
Our culture is different.
我们的文化也非常的不同。
When we come to the New Testament, Philemon.
当我们看到新约那个腓利门书的时候
，Paul is going to do something that is.Terribly difficult for us to understand.
所以保罗所要做的事情对我们来讲是非常难以理解。
He's going to say to a runaway slave,
他会对一个逃跑的奴隶说
Go back.
你回去。
And give the slave owner this letter.
给你的这个主人这封书信。
And I'm thinking, you can't do that.
哦，我觉得说你怎么能这么做呢？
He'll get killed.
他会被杀的。
Tell him to run away.
你让他赶快跑吧。
Hide him.
让他藏起来。
And that book makes no sense unless I understand a huge cultural difference between slavery in that world and slavery in 19th century America.
说除非你能够了解到在那个时代的那个奴隶制跟19世纪的奴隶制之间这个巨大的不同，这本书对你来讲就是很难以理解，毫无意义。
And I've read rants about Paul.
然后我就看到有人对保罗这个书信发牢骚。
That at the end I thought, if you had just read one little book,
然后我就会觉得说
about the first century world, it would help you to understand.
如果这些发牢骚的人，如果你真的去读关于第一世纪的这个世界的
这个背景，so we'll look at those differences.
你就会了解它为什么是怎么回事。
And then we will look at the bridge that helps us cross.
然后我们就会看那个桥梁，就是一个通用的原则。
This is where I hope to spend most of the time in most of the books.
所以呢，这个是其实是我们要花时间要在所有的书信，大部分书信中我们所要讲的。
So in 2 weeks we'll look at Genesis 1 through 11.
所以呢，我们有两个星期的时间看创世纪第一到十一章。
And I will ask us to look at.
我们要请大家看的是。
What is it from Genesis 1 through 11 that speaks into our world?
就是从创世纪的一章到十一章对我们现今的世界在说了什么讲述了什么
Regardless of the difference of language
就是不管它我们的语言的不同
The differences of how we communicate
我们如怎么交流的方式的不同
I said to a friend who is a committed Christian
我对一个非常委身的基督徒朋友说
Genesis 1 is poetry
我说创世纪第一章其实是一首诗
And he became very upset at me
然后他对我挺生气的。
And he said, "You say you're a pastor, and you don't think Genesis 1 is true?"
然后他说，你说你是牧师，你难道不相信创世纪第一章是完全是一个很真实的一个描述吗
？And I said, "I didn't say I didn't think Genesis 1 was true." He said, "Yeah, you said it was a poem."
然后我说我没有说创世纪第一章不是真实的。他说，你说那是一首诗。
In his mind,
在他的想法中
，poetry is not about truth.
那个。
History books are about truth.
那个历史书是讲的真实性的东西，但是诗讲的就不是真实性的东西。
That's the river.
那个是一个。
I point and no light comes out of my finger.
然后那个就是那个河流。
That's the river.
那个就是那个。
In the Hebrew world,
在那个在希伯来的世界里边
，poetry could be history.
在希伯来那个文学里边，这个
诗 you talk truth through poems.
就可以。 成为一个历史书信。
We'll look at the bridge.
你是用那个尸体的语言来讲述历史。
I'm skipping to number five.
然后我就跳过第五章。
I'll come to four later.
然后我回头再讲第四。
After we've done all of that, we are now ready.
现在我们就准备好
了。To apply it in our town to our world.
我们就可以把它应用在我们的世界，我们所住的世界里。
If Genesis is true.
如果创世纪是真实的。
If it said this to them.
如果这个对当时的人是这么说的。
How am I supposed to live today?
那我今天应该如何来生活呢？
And this is the step that many of us fail to make.
这个是我们很多人在这方面我们就失败了。
We are very good at putting together notebooks about notes on what we've studied about the Bible.
我们就是记笔记啊，然后怎么样学习，我们非常擅长。
And we have a nice shelf of notebooks.
然后我们的那个书架上有一堆的这个笔记本。
Here's all the things I know about the Bible.
这是我所知道的所有那个关于圣经的这个那个笔记。
But it doesn't impact our life.
但是却不影响我们的生活。
I told the Sunday school teachers last year.
我去年告诉主日学的老师说。
Howard Hendricks told about a church.
有一个圣经教师叫 Howard Hendricks.
For the children, they had a Bible memory competition.
他们有一个那个圣经背圣经比赛。
A student won the prize by memorizing 600 verses in 1 year.
有个学生他最后他赢了，他一年背了600节经文。
That's pretty impressive. I can't.
是不是让人我没法做到？真是那个挺令人印象深刻的。
But a couple months after they gave him his trophy.
然后。在他们给了他这个大奖杯之后的一两个月
they discovered that someone was stealing money from the Sunday school offering
他们发现有那个主日学收的那些奉献被人偷了
and when they looked on a tape that the security camera had
当他们去看他们那个监控摄像头的时候
there was Mr. Memory Scripture Champion
然后就是他们那个背圣经经节 他是去在那个偷那个主日学的那个儿童主日学的奉献。
Now, if you memorize 600 verses in 1 year, I am sure that one of the verses he memorized was, "Thou shalt not steal."
如果你一年背了六百节经文，我相信里边肯定有一节说不要不可偷窃。
But somehow he never got it to my town.
但是呢，这个经文好像从来没有穿过这个桥梁进入到他的世界里。
And so we will look for things like this.
所以我们要找的就是要看的是
See how good I am at skipping over stuff?
No, which one?
There we are.
Okay. 我们看这个应用。
As we look at a book,
当我们去读一本书，圣经书信的时候
Does it show me a sin that I need to avoid in my life?
它有没有向我显示一个我当逃避的罪？
Maybe. It shows me a promise that I need to claim for me.
有没有我可以就是对我个人支取的应许？
If you are reading through the Bible, there ought to be some times when you say, "Oh, I'm supposed to take this action. I'm supposed to do this."
所以，当你如果你是通读圣经，那你肯定是在什么地方可以看到说，这是我应该采取的行动。
A command to obey.
就是有要遵守的诫命。
As we read through these four characters in Genesis,
当我们在创世纪读过这四个人物的时候
，will give us examples to follow.
就给我们一些可以效法的榜样。
Ah, this is how God wants me to live because of this example.
神可能就通过这些榜样，要让我像应该如何生活。
I always, at the end of the year, look back over the year.
就是我总是在年尾的时候会回顾一年的时光。
Here's what I think went well. Here's what didn't go so well. Here's what I hope never ever happens again the rest of my life.
然后有些就是挺顺利的，有些就是好像不太好，还有一些是我希望从来没发生过的事情。
At the end of 2020,
在 not 2019, right?
2020.
然后我希望在2020年结束的时候
If I look back at this class,
如果我回顾我们这个班
I will think it was a failure.
我会觉得这个班是个失败。
If you say, "Oh, I got a nice notebook this year."
然后你对我说，哦，看我今年记的这个笔记本。
The end.
然后结束。
I will be very happy and consider it a very good year of class.
我会觉得，如果 是那种情况出生，我会觉得这是一个很好的课，这一年很好。
If you have come to a better understanding of God's word,
如果你能够更深、更好的理解神的话语
，you have said this is what it meant.
然后你说这个话语意味着这些。
This is what it means to us now.
然后他现在这个话语对现在的世界意味着这个。
And this is how.My life is changing because I am living this way.
我的生活是因为我活在这样的话语中，这样的教导中，是如何被改变的。
Hebrews says God's word is a sword.
希伯来书说神的话像两刃的剑。
Not to kill us.
不是要杀我们。
But he says to open up our heart, to divide us.
就是而且把我们是就是刺入我们里边，魂与灵都能抛开。
I think if he were writing that now, instead of sword, he might say a surgeon's knife.
如果他是现在写这个，他大概不写是这个剑，他会写成像那个
Because that's what is happening. It's opening us up.
因为这个手术刀把人给抛开。
And when he opens us up,
当神把我们抛开的时候
，so that we can see ourselves.
神把我们抛开，是让我们自己能看见自己。
We are then faced with a choice.
这样的话，我们就面对一个选择。
Do I allow God's word to transform me?
我是让神的话来改变我，更新我吗？
When it opens me up and I see self-centeredness in my life.
当神把我抛开的时候，我看到我里边的这个自我中心。
Do I allow it to transform me?
我允许神来更新改变我吗
？Or do I say？
或者我说
，Sew me back up，
把我重新缝合吧。
I don't want that fixed。
我不想去把那个事情给修复。
That's what God's word does。
这是神的话语对我们的功用。
And so my prayer for this year is that we won't just get together and
我们不是就单单就聚在这里，就是在这里做笔记。
But that as we work through, we will hear what God has to say to us.
当我们真的是这样的一年这样来学习的时候，我们能听到神的声音。
And it will transform our life.
会整个更新改变我们的生命。
Now, next Sunday,
下个星期天
will be boring.
会很枯燥。
Okay, it is maps.
然后会讲这个地图。
Dates.
也讲这个日期。
Names.
还有。名字
boring stuff.
所以呢是比较枯燥的
Except,
那个。
And here's why we need that one boring week.
但是除了这个是你需要的，为这个星期所要的枯燥的一次。
I think if we can understand where all of this happened, it helps us much better to put it into places we're reading.
所以，如果当我们知道这个地图、这个背景，知道在哪里发生的时候，再去读书会更有意义。
If we know when it happened,
如果我们再知道它什么时候发生的
，Now the books start to fall into place.
现在好像这些书呢，就好像能连在一起了。
And so before we dive into Genesis 1, the fun stuff.
所以在我们深入到这个创世纪的头一到十一章的时候
，I'm going to take 1 week to try to give you a framework, a map.
我给你们一个框架。
This is when the big events happened.
这个是这些大的这些事件是什么时候发生的
？Abraham.
亚伯拉罕。
Moses leading them out of Egypt.
然后摩西带领他们出埃及。
The first king.
然后第一个王。
The fall of the of Judah.
然后就是那个犹大王国。
And then all through the year, I will plug things into that.
然后在这些大的日期中间，我会把是这些
If you're doing
这个时代
American history,
如果你是学过美国历史
，I find it very helpful to start with. Here's when the Revolutionary War happened.
所以我就一般来讲，我觉得这样很有帮助。就刚开始死于这个美国的独立战争。
Here's when the Civil War happened.
然后这个什么时候是内战
？I figure if you don't know when the War of 1812 happened, probably shouldn't be in the class.
如果你不知道是1812年发生的，你最好就不要待在这个班上。
You'll figure that out later.
你后来知道。
Here's when World War One. Here's when World War Two.
什么时候第一次大战、世界二战开始
？And then you put all of the other events, the Depression. Here's where it fit.
然后你把这个大萧条、
this president,
这些把这些不同的事件放到这个历史年代里边。
That's what we'll do next week.
那个下个星期我们要做的
是 big framework for the Old Testament,
这个大的一个框架工作
and then start plugging in.
然后我们就把不同的这个大的事件放进去。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Dear God, thank you for this day.
主啊，我们为了今天感谢你。
Thank you for your word.
为你的话语，为你的工作感谢。
Help us this year to hide it in our heart.
帮助我们在今年把你的话语藏在心里。
To understand it.
去真的是了解它。
To understand what you are saying to us.
去真的是知道你对我们要说的是什么。
And to apply it in our lives.
而且把这些应用在我们的生活中。
I pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名。